We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amid Yomi Hilchos Tefillin Siman Lamed Dalid Siv Dalid. Says the Mechaber, Lo Yaniach Shnei Hazugos Bekis Echad. You should not place both pairs of Tefillin, the Tefillin de Rashi and the Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, in the same bag. She'echad Me'am Uchov Aser L'Hanicha Bekis Tefillin, because one of them is not kosher Tefillin. One of them does not have Kedusha to it, and therefore you're not allowed to place it in the kiss, in the bag, which is meant for tefillin. Rather, you should have two different bags, one for the Rashi and one for the Rabbeinu Tam, and put a sign on them so that you know which one is for Rashi and which one is for Rabbeinu Tam, so you don't mix them up and place the one that's not really Kadosh into the bag that is meant for the Kadosh item. The Mishnah Berurah says that this must be talking about where you set aside this kiss for tefillin, but if when you bought the bag, you had in mind that it was going to be for the Rashi and for the Rabbeinu Tam, so then there's no problem of putting them both in there, because it did not attain the status of a bag, which is meant only for Kadosh. As well, says the Mishnah Berurah, that this just means you can't put the actual tefillin in the same bag, but you're allowed to put the pairs of tefillin in the same bag, in the talis bag, because the talis bag is clearly meant for divrei chol, such as a talis, because the talis doesn't have the kedusha to it. So the talis bag is already clearly meant for divrei chol, so then you could put the tefillin, which are of not the real kedusha, into that bag, and it wouldn't be a problem. As well, adds the Mishnah Berurah that one should not wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam on Chol HaMoed, because the poskim explain that once you're already not necessarily supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, it's machlokas, and the Zohar says it's a big problem to wear tefillin. So once we're trying to limit the amount of tefillin that we're wearing, so we'll limit it to one pair of tefillin that we actually poskim like, and not wear the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. And when it comes to Tisha B'Av at Mincha, you can put them on, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you want to. One final point about the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. We mentioned yesterday the words of Moshe Feinstein, the tshuva, about that the reason he used to wear them, but then he stopped wearing them because he couldn't find mahudar ones, but the Lubavitch Rebbe said he would get them. So I heard from a reliable source that Rav Moshe did get this pair of tefillin, and he started wearing tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam again because they were mahudar tefillin, and he actually told family members to wear them as well, and this source thinks that the family still has them to this day. Siman Lamed Hey, Din Minyan Hashitin. How many lines are there in the tefillin? Sif Aleph Na Guba Minyan Hashitin Lichtov Bishal Yad Shiva Shitin Bechol Parsha Ubishal Rosh Arba Shitin Vimshina Lo Pasal. The Parshios of the tefillin Shal Yad should be written on 7 lines each parsha, and the Shal Rosh should be written on 4 lines each parsha. If you do it differently, it is still kosher tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah says that we continue to be medaktik this way. However, we are not medaktik on what word each line should start with. But if you want to be medaktik that way, you shouldn't stretch out letters, because by stretching out letters, it makes the tefillin not look as nice, the parsha does not look at nice as nice, and we care about zekeli v'anve. The Mishnah Berurah also says to be careful with who you buy the tefillin from, because sometimes you'll have klafim, parshios, that were written by na'arim, children, people who don't really know what they're doing, and you won't see them, so you should really make sure that you buy the tefillin from a reliable source. This is something which the Mishnah Berurah continues to remind us throughout Hilchos Tefillin.